USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani saying if the president was to be impeached, the American people would revolt. That's what he says in a Sky News interview yesterday.
I think impeachment would be totally horrible. I mean, there's no reason. He didn't collude with the Russians. He didn't obstruct justice. Everything Cohen says has been disproved.
He says Trump would only be impeached for political reasons, and the American people would revolt if that happened. California state lawmakers want to know more about why Verizon slowed data speeds for some firefighters who were battling the biggest wildfire in the state's history. A state assembly committee to hear testimony and gather information today after firefighters working on the Mendocino complex fire found that Verizon slowed their internet speeds to a 200th of previous speeds. They say Verizon was asked several times to turn off the throttling, but the telecom giant didn't. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a one-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Republican California Congressman Duncan Hunter and his wife in trouble with the law, and it could spell trouble for his seat in San Diego, at least from the perspective of the GOP. We get the latest from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
They've had this for a long time. This is a late hit.
California Congressman Republican Duncan Hunter telling Fox News it's pure politics and he did not misuse campaign cash, but he's been indicted. Hunter and his wife at the courthouse in San Diego pleading not guilty to charges they used $250,000 in campaign funds for personal expenses. The 60 counts range from wire fraud to falsifying records.
My prosecutor and the acting U.S. attorney that issued the court orders to search my house and my office, They had just attended a Hillary Clinton fundraiser with another U.S. attorney out of here in San Diego.
The former Marine tried to justify using campaign funds for an Italian vacation by scheduling a visit to a Navy base there, and when the Navy couldn't accommodate the date, Hunter allegedly told his chief of staff, tell the Navy to go F themselves.
And the New York City Council is now considering a bill that would ban soda pop from fast food kids' meals. Children would still be able to get a sugary drink at the city's 24,000 restaurants, but their parents would have to specifically ask for it. Water, milk, or 100% fruit juice would be the default beverage options for kids. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and wonderful temperatures, a high near 83 and calm winds. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 57 and light southeasterly winds. On Saturday, sunny skies again with a high near 31. The winds will be light and variable. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies with a low around 62. South and around easterly winds around 5 miles per hour, decreasing and becoming calmer in the evening. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 85. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the afternoon. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 68. Monday, mostly sunny with a high near 89. And Monday evening, partly cloudy skies with a low around 71.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm Susan Lax. I am the executive director of Hunterdon Helpline and your host of this show. And we try to bring you news about different organizations, business, nonprofit, for-profit, what people are doing around the area to give back, pay it forward, and make a difference in people's lives. Today we have a special guest I'm very excited about, who pretty much just walked into Helpline's life the other day. His name is Cyprien Desrez. He is from France. Good morning, Cyprien.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. I hope this is going to be an enjoyable part of your trip. Cyprien has decided, after completing his MFA, to spend his summer vacation traveling in the United States. He came here with just a round-trip ticket, correct?
Yeah, that's it. Without money and without phone.
Without money and without phone, although being a mother, I will tell you he does have a credit card just in case, because I would kill my kids otherwise. And he's gone as far as Illinois, and now he's in New Jersey. And wonderful people have decided to host him, and my family decided to host him for a few days as well. And he's been with us at Helpline and helping out when he can, and just been a pleasure to be around, and we're sharing stories and experiences, and I think hopefully learning from each other, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And Cyprien, you are 24. Like I said, you're taking this vacation. Have you been to the States before?
No, never. It's the first time.
First time, and you decided to go a whole hog, as they say here in America. Just do it the natural way, so to speak. No motels, no hotels, no fancy.
Yeah, it's just a different way. It's not the best way, just one other way to travel.
And why did you decide to do it this way?
Because it permit to continue to improve my English in USA, and it permit me to just spend time with people and to try to understand how this country can work.
Well, you know, we do at Helpline. You've seen all our literacy instructors coming with their students in the office. And one of the problems that our students have is not enough practice. They live here, but because they go back home and there's in the house, they're still speaking their native language. They're always asking us for more experience with English. How can they go someplace to just sit and speak English all day long? And you've come up with a great way to do it.
Yeah, there's many ways to meet people and to speak English. I don't know. I know that when I'm traveling like this in USA, I spend a lot of time in family restaurant, diner, or in bench of gas station, or things like this, and I just sit and do nothing and just say hello to people and just try to speak about the weather and share simple knowledge.
Everybody can talk about the weather.
Yes.
So since you've gone out to the Midwest and now you're back in the Northeast, while the United States, of course, is considered the melting pot, and since you're from France and you gave us the beautiful gift of the Statue of Liberty, and we know what it says on the statue, we still have very different cultures in the United States. So in terms of language, did you hear the nuances between the language in the Midwest and the language here, the different accents? Was that
maybe
audible to you?
I don't know. Maybe when I was more like in North Carolina, maybe
uh-huh.
I heard more different accent. Maybe it was more southern accent.
Southern, yes.
But I'm not sure to always get it when it's about accent. I just it's probably a bit hard for me to understand when it's different accent or not.
Mm-hmm.
But about the way people were speaking, it's for me it's quite the same, I think.
You're kind of focusing in on the words.
Yeah,
if
more.
If you're getting the words correctly, the accent's kind of in the background.
Yeah, that's it.
That's interesting. So what's your feeling now? Has your English, were you prepared to come here, or do you think you've learned a lot?
Yeah, so I started learning English when I was in school, when I was 6 years old, I think. We started learning around six in France. And two summers ago, I was traveling in UK alone with £2 per day, which is something like $4 per day. And so I improved my English in UK. Then I was in Germany last summer to travel without money and without phone. So I learned a bit of German and I continue to talk a bit in English. But I really wanted to speak in German. And now I'm here in USA for 6 weeks now, and I continue to improve my English.
So you've been here probably, what, well over 4 weeks? 3-4 weeks?
I arrived July the 10th, so
oh, okay.
6 weeks
so
now.
So 6 weeks now, and do you feel that you have acclimated more to the language?
Yeah, I think that now it's less tiring for me to speak in English, and so yeah, I think it's really easier, but sometimes it's so hard when I'm in a restaurant or things like this and there is few people who speak to me in the same time, and for me it's like impossible to understand anything.
Well, again, that's what our literacy students always say. I have one student who said she practices her English and listening skills by listening to CNN. And I said, you shouldn't do that, because the news anchors have all gone to school to speak perfect, slow, articulated, enunciated English. And her problem is when she goes to the grocery store and she hears all these people talking, to differentiate the words. And so I said, listen to sitcoms.
Yeah, right. And in the same time, I know that probably sometime when I speak with people, because I'm foreigner, they try to speak probably slowlier and take care about the word they use. So I don't know, people have to think that you are not foreigner maybe to speak pretty quickly, or sometimes people don't care, but it depends. So I don't know.
Well, I know I speak quickly. Has that been an issue?
And yeah, I learn English thanks to YouTube videos
mm-hmm.
that I watch about
Great.
Cooking and things like this too.
That's true. That's very, very true. And then you'll get more of a flavor. you know, again, to your point, if somebody's from the South, you'll hear that accent, you'll get used to that. When we prepare people for citizenship and the citizenship test, we bring in people with different accents because we tell them when they're being asked those questions, they don't know if that person has a different accent or what have you, that we want them to be able to hear the word despite the accent. So we'll bring in a lot of different people so that they can hear the same thing in different ways.
Yeah, I know that in France, most part of the time, English teachers are more came from more UK, so probably most part of the time they came from England, so they get English accent, and it's totally different than the USA accent. It's different. So I know that it's easier for me probably to understand English people than American people.
Interesting. Well, we slur our words much more. Well, they definitely follow my grandma's advice, enunciate. We're going to take a short break and come back with Cyprien and some more interesting conversation.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show on Friday mornings between 10 and 11. I'm your host, Susan Lax, and Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. Any need, any time, 24/7, 365 days of the year for any basic human need, shelter if you are homeless, mental health and physical health needs, senior family and youth services, employment services, and education services as well. Emergency needs, again, 24/7, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and we can connect you with the link when they are busy or offline. Our programs are many, and they include programs for seniors so that they can age in place, like telephone reassurance and friendly visitor, literacy services, work connectivity, and so much more. Give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or visit us on our website at www.helplinehc.org. That's helplinehc, all one word, .org. And you'll be able to read about the different programs and services we offer in addition to our First Assist 24/7 hotline. And I'm sitting here again with Cyprien Desrez, who is, and I'm sure I'm not saying that right in French, but a little Northeastern accent. We've been talking about accents and language and how you have come to America and how you're improving your language. And I just find it fascinating, Cyprien, that our literacy students, who are all adult learners, would actually benefit from kind of taking time off and doing exactly what you're doing. But I have to ask you, particularly as I mentioned before, as a mother, who I'm not sure if I would allow my child to fly as you are flying, without money and just walking, and boy, is he walking. I mean, I don't think, have you taken a train or a bus?
No, I travel without money, so I don't take the bus.
Okay, why?
Why do I? Why? Because it's not funny for me to just take my ticket for the bus and just to sit with people and just to speak to no one. And I don't know, I prefer so much to, if I have to don't speak, I just prefer to walk alone all along the highway and just say hi to people who cross me by car and just sit sometime in the gas station and meet nice people and try to help them to do few things in the house or just to cook with them, just to share a coffee, and that's it. It's the most important things of my travel.
So you raise a good point. If we go on our vacation and we're sitting on that bus or that train, we tend to isolate ourselves from the other people sitting there. So by walking from place to place, you actually not only get to talk to more people, but you get to see more things up close and personal, as they say.
Yeah, well, once again, I don't know if you see more things, you see different things and in a different way. I really don't want to let understand that my way of traveling is the best one, you know. Yeah, just it's one way that I really like, but there's so many other ways which are really nice too.
Ah, well said. Very diplomatic.
No, really. I mean, sometimes I'm traveling with my family and I'm so happy to take the plane and to go to the hotel. It's pretty rare, but when
it's better than sleeping in the tent.
It's not better. It's totally different. And so, I just want to mix different way of traveling, and sometimes I travel like this, sometimes it's different.
Uh-huh. Well, certainly different experiences certainly increase our knowledge of the world, increase our perceptions, and so forth. So that's pretty interesting and pretty neat. I know that when we brought our children to Europe, and we were talking a little bit about this, we also tried to at least drive so that we could slow down a bit and not just be on the fast trains to get from point A to point B, but to really see the countryside and see nooks and crannies that we might have missed otherwise. But I have to tell you, my kids were at the age that the Game Boys were in the car. So I would say to them, oh my gosh, look at that, look up, look and see. And just greenery, Mom, just more greenery. So they didn't think that the trees and the bushes were any different in Europe than they were at home. So nothing to write home about, as the expression says. So tell me, what are some of the impressions that you've had along the way? Some of the things that really stick out that, you know, you're definitely going to be talking about when you get home.
Yeah, so it's not to say that a country is better than another one. There's plenty good things in USA and plenty things that I don't always agree. But the first thing that I was like, wow, it's crazy, it's the way people use plastic in this country.
Ah.
I was like, wow. The first time I've been in a grocery store We just choose few articles and we put them on the carpet. I don't know how you call it. And the boy or the girl who work for the grocery store, he just beep.
Mm-hmm.
And after there's someone who put everything in plastic bags. And sometimes they use two plastic bags just to put vegetables which are already packed in plastic. You know, Yeah, I was like, it's crazy. Because in France, plastic bags are maybe for almost 10 years now, it's forbidden in a grocery store.
Totally forbidden, yeah. Really. So now we've come a long way, I have to say. But we now have a choice. We're asked by the cashier, paper or plastic. And I will take the plastic. And we do recycle. And the reason I take the plastic is because I could use that plastic bag over again.
Yeah,
we don't throw it out after we bring the groceries home, and there's a lot of different things that we can do with it. And then, of course, we recycle. The other thing, too, is now in America are the tote bags, the canvas bags. So a lot of people are bringing the tote bags to the grocery store, and that's encouraged financially at some of the grocery stores that they'll take a dollar off, or they won't add a dollar if you've bought your own totes. So we haven't gotten to the point where the government has said, forget it. But I remember as a kid, it was all paper, and they were doubled. The bags were doubled. And people would get annoyed that they weren't doubled because they wanted to make sure that their groceries didn't fall through. So we are spoiled in that way, mm-hmm. for sure. Any other perceptions or observations?
Maybe still about the way people sometimes consume here. It's about, you know, because I already spend a lot of time in gas station, in the interstate, or in highways. And sometimes... I don't know if I can say most part of the time, but sometimes people just left their car and they let it turn it on and they let the AC running like if it was free, like if it was nothing, and they just left the car, you know, for 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
With the AC running?
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody wasn't inside because laws.
Yeah,
you don't leave your dog or your kid in the car without the AC running.
Okay, so yeah.
You shouldn't leave them in the car anyway. But
but most part of the time I speak about truck drivers, mm-hmm. but sometimes people do it too. So I'm like, wow, it's crazy.
Interesting. Very interesting. So what are we doing right?
Many things. I don't know. There's... Sometimes you can see a lot of solar panels.
Right. Yep. We're moving towards solar.
Yeah, because there's plenty place, so you can put everywhere some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't have that in France?
Yeah, we've got some, but we don't have that much place in our country.
Uh-huh.
And and I remember that when I was in UK, I was a bit sad about the way people weren't cooking that much. And here people cook a bit much, I think, than in UK. So I was
really,
yeah, a bit more. I was pretty happy about it.
I think we have the Food Network channel bug here. I think we've, you know, all the television shows, Master Chef, and you know, Best Baker in America has become really, really big here. So I'm glad to see that you've observed that we cook.
And so somewhere I'm pretty. I think that when I'm since I'm in USA, I'm thinking that French people are really snob. But sometimes it's like for a good reason and it permits good things, and sometimes it's for maybe less good reason. And here you are like not at all snob, and you can do whatever you want. I mean, you can eat with your hand in the restaurant without washing them. You can wear like sport clothes in the street, there is no problem. And yeah, sometimes it's
more formal in France.
Yeah, and here you can go to the church and people can play drums or guitar. For me it's crazy, you know.
Interesting, very interesting. Yes, we have definitely dressed down in the last few years, for sure, absolutely. You know, I remember my grandparents, whenever they would go into town, so to speak, or the city, they would always be dressed up. And churches and synagogues and so forth. Also, you quote-unquote wore your Sunday best, and now that doesn't hold true. People want people to come, you know, to the houses of worship, so they make it a little more lenient for them to show up. But that's interesting that sports clothes aren't part of the normal every day.
And another thing which is a bit crazy for me, it's when I walk in the grocery store, because I'm really curious about it. So sometimes I can just spend 30 minutes to walk, maybe 1 hour, and about the way products are made, you know, with enriched flour and high corn syrup, high corn fructose syrup, I don't know what.
Syrup.
And
uh-huh.
there's so many ingredients just to make bread sometime, or just to make, I don't know, a cookie. And I'm like, why? It's crazy. And I understand why people sometimes are so fat, because there's so many bad things everywhere. And it's really hard to find something without high corn syrup or syrup or things like this.
Well, that's very true, and I will say that I think we're making changes with that as well. I think people are reading labels a lot more than they used to, for sure. But that's an interesting point, because my daughter has suffered from chronic hives, and the one time that she never got a rash was when she studied in France. I have to give you guys credit for that. So I told her, not that I want her to move, but clearly there was less of all this other stuff that somehow was affecting her negatively, and the year she was in France had nothing.
But and I once again, I don't try to say that a country is better than another mm-hmm. one. Here I met so many great people, and yeah, I spent really great time in USA. I mean, it's not, yeah, it's really crazy, as
well,
crazy as in France, Germany, and UK.
Interesting that. What made you decide, and we're going to take a break, but think about this so you don't offend either country, but I'd like to know why you decided that we are friendlier and the French people are snobs. So hold that thought. We'll be right back after these words.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Is he an illegal immigrant or is he not? That's what Republican U.S. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska wants to find out about the suspect in the killing of University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Law enforcement has indicated that Christian Rivera is, in fact, in the U.S. illegally. But Rivera's lawyer, Alan Richards, says that's not so, although he says he can't provide any physical proof.
The proof would be he's been in the community for 7 years, working 12 hours a day, 7 days a week, without any issues. He's been accepted into the community. He's filed his tax returns.
He was speaking on NBC's Today Show. Hurricane Lane has now dumped over 30 inches of rain on parts of Hawaii's Big Island. It's expected to move north towards Maui, Oahu, and Kauai later today and tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. But a lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Okay. And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 83. Light south winds, and tonight mostly clear skies with a low around 57 and calm winds. Saturday, sunny skies again and a high near 81. Calm winds becoming southerly around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Saturday night, partly sunny clouds and a low around 62, light southerly winds. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 85. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 8 miles per hour in the morning. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 68. And start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 89. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. And I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. And if you haven't been listening prior to this segment, I'm sitting here with Cyprian De Rez, and he is a young gentleman fresh out of his master's program who's spending the summer here in the States, going from place to place, mostly walking or getting hosted by people to travel. He's gone as far as Illinois. And now he's here in the Northeast. And we've been talking about a lot of the differences he sees here in America versus France. And it's been very interesting. And Cyprian, I want you to elaborate a little bit about the French are more snobby than Americans. Yeah. But Americans like to hear this, so indulge us.
Yeah, since I'm in USA, I start thinking that sometimes French people are a bit snob, and here in USA people are really less snob, and they so sometimes it's in a good way, sometimes a bit less good way, but it's just my opinion. I mean, I'm not the truth. I don't know how to say it. But so yeah, sometimes you know, like when we if you go in France and you spend time with your family, it's not always like this, but most part of the time you eat for the dinner and you eat with your family, with everybody, and you can't leave whenever you want the table. You can't go and leave out. You know, you have to spend the time with everybody. Sometimes you have to cook with, and it's like a really important moment. And I know that in USA, sometimes the lunch or the dinner, it's the supper, it just a quick moment, and you can leave whenever you want the table.
There's not in no, my house.
Not in yours, but I...
Not in my house.
But yeah, sometimes it's a bit like this. And so in France, sometimes it can be a bit too much to try to respect too much rules, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So about the way you eat, but sometimes about the way you have to wear clothes and everything like this. And sometimes it's nice to take care about it.
To be a little more relaxed.
Yeah, here it's more
Americans
relaxed.
Americans are definitely more relaxed.
Yeah, sure. And in another hand, in France, I mean, there's so many things that we don't take too much care. I mean, the way we walk in the street, the way we cross the streets and everything like this. So, I don't know, we can drink alcohol in the street, there's no problem. We smoke cigarettes everywhere. So, I don't know. Sometimes it's... We are like totally wild and sometimes really less than you, and it depends.
And that's what makes the world go round. It's what makes everybody interesting, because if the other countries were the same as the States, then why bother to travel? Why bother to learn? It makes that much more interesting, and diversity is a wonderful thing. You learn so much from somebody else's culture, for sure. Again, to talk about Helpline, our literacy students who are studying English for the first time, just, oh my gosh, they teach us so much about their culture. In our community translation center, we have so many volunteers from so many different places. We don't just have the Mediterranean languages represented. We have Swahili, we have Arabic, we have Tagalog, and just to talk to those people is so fascinating and interesting, and I mean, I think it makes me a better person because it just opens up my eyes and ears and to learn more and more, you know, about people and cultures and so forth. And you brought up cooking, and I do like to cook, and I am a Food Network crazy nut, and I've said that many times on the show. To learn somebody else's cuisine, I think, is just absolutely fascinating. What are the spices that another culture centers on versus, you know, someone else or your own? How many cultures have, you know, say, hot and spicy food? Others are much more bland and but yet as interesting. So I love to know what people are eating.
Yeah, it's true. And here in USA, I know that it's so much easier to decide to combine sweetness and saltiness. You know, you can eat waffles with peanut butter and bacon, and it's really nice. I mean, and if you do these kind of things in France, everybody will just look at you like, you are so weird, you
really?
Know, you can't do this. But because we are in USA, we can do it, and it works.
We are definitely on a fad of combining sweet with salty. So many chocolates are now salted caramel chocolates, and this whole bacon thing has gotten a little bit out of hand. Bacon ice cream, bacon top this, bacon top that. Yeah, we definitely have had this whole fad when it comes to sort of mixing the sweet and the savory and the saltiness and the sweets. So yeah, and it's funny that you mention that because now I'm thinking it's sort of been this natural progression, and everybody sort of like, you know, we all jumped on this bandwagon. Oh, you know, you go to Starbucks and you can get a, you know, a caramel latte. And for you to bring it up kind of makes me take a couple of steps backwards. How did that happen? When did that happen? Who was the first person who, you know, there used to be a commercial for Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Yeah.
You know, chocolate with the peanut butter inside. And there used to be a commercial of how, I don't know if it was necessarily the cavemen, but how somebody was holding chocolate, somebody had the peanut butter, and they tripped. And the Reese's peanut butter cup was invented. So I don't know who tripped the salt into the sweet, but we definitely.
And you do it in a different way than in maybe East Asia they used to do it, because in Asia there's a lot of country who propose this kind of way to mix sweetness with saltiness.
Really? In Asia?
Asia, yeah, in Japan or in China.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And it's in a really different way than here.
Yeah, and that's why I like cuisine, because you take that same two ingredients here versus there, and oh my gosh, it could be a completely different dish. Very, very interesting. And then, of course, you have the things that you see in one country that another country wouldn't think of eating. And, you know, but I think that the world is becoming smaller and more people are definitely tasting more outside of their own culture than before.
Mm-mm. Yeah, sure.
I mean, look at things like if we talk about France, baguettes and croissants in the United States are just as popular, if you will, as a bagel now. So you go to McDonald's, you can have your egg
croissant
sandwich, right, on a croissant or a bagel. So
yeah, I really like this way of mixing cultures to try to take something from Europe and to mix it with American breakfast. And yeah, it's nice to do things like this.
And we talked a little bit when we were traveling the other day, the differences of the fast food. So McDonald's is in France, but is it different than the McDonald's here at home?
Yeah, in France, it's totally forbidden now to, and I think it never stopped maybe. So yeah, in France, you can't find some fountain, that's it, to permit you to refill your cup, right, as much as you want.
The soda fountain, yes. You get your cup and then you can keep going back for that. But you're not allowed to do that in France. Why?
You're not allowed because people drink too much soda and after they're getting too fat.
So in New York City, and this is certainly fascinating, and we have to take a break, but in New York City, a few years ago, Mayor Bloomberg tried to ban the 32-ounce sodas because he felt we were consuming too much sugar, and boy, did he get flack for that. So we were going to take a commercial break and be right back with Cyprian and this absolutely fascinating conversation, Cyprian.
See you.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline Show, Friday mornings, 10 to 11. I'm Susan Lax, the host of the show. And Hunterdon Helpline is celebrating its 49th year. So stay tuned for next year because we're going to have a big 50th anniversary celebration. And who is Hunterdon Helpline? Your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year for any challenge, any need, whether it's basic human needs, senior family, youth services, physical or mental health resources, emergencies, suicide prevention, so much more. And we have been talking about some of our programs, including literacy services. If you are interested in improving your English, whether you are a native English speaker and want to improve your English, go on to higher education, get a better job or position at work. We have a one-on-one program for you, and it is totally customized. And if you are not a native English speaker and your first language is something other than English, we have ESL classes as well. One-on-one, totally customized, where you meet with our English instructors and with the purpose of employment, higher education, health literacy, community literacy, we will customize a lesson plan for you as well and eliminate all barriers. We will meet you where you're at any time of the day and sometimes evenings. So give us a call at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Or learn more about our programs at www.helplinehc.org. helplinehc.org. And we've been having a fascinating conversation with Cyprien de Rez, who has come here from France, and he is traversing the country. He's gone as far as Illinois. Now he's back in the Northeast, as I've mentioned before. And we've been talking about some of the differences and the perceptions that he's had while on this journey. He is trying not to do this in a typical tourist fashion. So he doesn't spend any money. He just has his round-trip ticket. He meets up with people. People have been generous and have hosted him for a few days, so he hasn't had to stay in his tent the whole time. He's done a lot of walking and has learned quite a bit, it seems, about our country. So we're just really interested in some of the perceptions that he's had. Now, you've been hanging around Helpline, and you know that we're a social service agency. So what's the difference? I know it's just a couple of days, so it's hard to really pinpoint very specific things. But have you noticed anything about our social services versus social services in France? And I do know that a lot of the taxes in France go to medical care and so forth, things that we don't have here in the States.
So maybe it's cheaper to stay in good health in France, mm-hmm. but it's still never perfect, you know, and there's a lot of people who work with old people, but they never really take care about them, you know, they just do the job so quickly and too much quickly, and sometimes there is no respect, you know, so mm-hmm. It's never perfect.
It's never perfect. And, you know, we have probably more programs for seniors than any other organization in our county, except for, obviously, Hunterdon County Senior Services. And I have to say it's never perfect. But our senior population tends to be marginalized and isolated because in America, back in the day, families stayed together, and now children are not at home. The elderly are not living with their families anymore. What's it like in France? Does the extended family still stay together, or the kids are flying the coop and people are separated?
I think that kids are flying, but they fly and they fly back as much as they can to spend time with their grandfather, grandmother, and with their parents. But I don't know. Sometimes I'm in USA. I'm thinking that people take more care about their grandparents, and sometimes maybe they spend less time with their parents. I don't know. It's hard to say if it's really more or less than in France. But I always see a lot of people who will visit their family, so it's still really nice, even when sometimes they are pretty far from.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. We can't forget the people who've paved the way for us in so many different ways.
And for me, it's so nice when I'm welcoming a family to visit grandparents, because I learn so much about the cultures and about the way this country used to be and about the way it's growing up.
That's very, very true. So So for the families that have hosted you or the people who have hosted you, have they been more single people, more families? What has been the sort of demographic group, if you will, of the folks who have hosted you while you've been in the States?
Most part of the time it was families.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most part of the time. Twice it was just one people who host me, one person. But we've been in the sound house that's it. So we still visit family.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's because I became kind of pretext somewhere, maybe, and maybe somewhere not at all.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Very interesting. Hmm. So the families that have hosted you, when we say families, they're with children?
Yeah.
Okay, so have the children been older, younger, or just a mix?
Most part of the time they are between 20, 24 maybe, and 12.
Oh, so
12.
Your age.
Yes.
Okay.
Or maybe between 24 and 12 years old.
Huh.
So we just spend time to speak, to learn about each other, to spend time to make drawings on the table of the close to the kitchen and just hang out.
That's great, because that certainly teaches you a lot if you can sit and talk to people your age. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but Cipriano is 24 and a new MFA, as my son Matthew is, although his is, I guess, 3 years old now. But Cipriano is an artist, and he has been keeping a journal of this trip and also doing some watercolors in his journal as he's gone from place to place. And no cell phone.
No cell phone, no camera, and no money.
That's killing me.
I have no money, no cell phone, and no camera, but I've got really good parents, a crazy family, really nice family, so strong, and they gave me so much life skills, so I love them.
So the support is there. Should something, God forbid, happen, the support is there. Your parents will descend like a helicopter, like I do on my children. But interesting that you gave up the cell phone for this trip. Because I said to Cipriano, I said, my gosh, not even a cell phone for a camera. You've been to all these different places. And, you know, when I go on a trip, I don't have to be on a trip. I'm taking pictures all day long for, you know, my cat smiles at me. There's a picture. So to me, it's very interesting that
I just decide to record things around me in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm just traveling for 3 months per year. And sometime during these 3 months, I just decide to record by writing and by making paintings. So it's just a different way to be connect, and it's pretty nice for me.
I think it's very interesting. I think you get a different perspective for sure, particularly as an artist.
Yeah, it's so nice. I mean, I'm so curious about exotism things, and I try to take care about it, and this is why I like to walk in grocery store, to walk in the street, to spend time with family in their house, to cook with them, and yeah, just about sharing things.
Well, we've enjoyed you in my family and also at Helpline, and we've appreciated actually the help that you have provided. We have cooked with Cyprien, had a nice meal last night, and at Helpline he's done a little odds and ends for us there as well. Cyprien, it's been great having you on the show. More importantly, in my life, I've learned a lot from you, and I wish you safe and interesting travels as you go forth. We have to end the show, but thank you for coming on.
Thanks a lot.
And coming up next is Home Sweet Home.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Over 30 inches of rain have already fallen from Hurricane Lane on Hawaii's Big Island. The other islands now appear to be targets of the storm, as FEMA says its top priorities will be safety, security, food, and drinking water for the folks of that state. FEMA Administrator Brock Long on some of the worst-case scenarios they could find themselves up against.
There's a lot of uncertainty in this forecast. The real question is, when does it start to make its turn to the west? You know, if it drifts further north, then that means you're going to see storm surge as well as increased rainfall.
The storm now with 120-mile-an-hour winds. President Trump says that the Attorney General Jeff Sessions should be looking into what the president calls the corruption on the other side, tweeting that this morning, apparently referring to Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hi, this is Wayne